Hashem Friday prayer leader Akbar Hashem Rafsanjani says a new trap has been laid against Iran. Rafsanjani advised the U.S. and other Western countries to quit seeking excuses against Iran and hold negotiations without any preconditions and threats. Mr. Rafsanjani, who was referring to a recent report by head of the nuclear watchdog Mohammad al-Bradhi, said, "Such illogical preconditions, threats and bullyings make Iran unable to cooperate with the International Atomic Energy Agency, which is following the West, despite Iran's full cooperation with the IAEA." Iran's interim parliament speaker, Ali Larijani, says the Iranian MPs will not step back even an iota in the face of enemy expansionist policies. In reaction to a recent statement by the European Parliament on rights situation in Iran, Larijani said, "The Western countries need to scrap advising others and instead shut down Guantanamo and Abu Ghraib prisons facilities, which have left a blot on their reputation." The newly elected speaker said the enemy would not be in its right mind if it ever thinks it could seize the opportunity from the reshuffles of forces and cause a crack among revolutionary forces. He added, "The chamber is there to back the government in solving the problems." The U.S. administration and still more futile efforts against Iran. Reports are coming in that the CIA has received secret presidential approval to mount a covert operation to destabilize Iran. The ABC News agency says President Bush has signed a presidential finding that puts into motion a CIA plan that reportedly includes a coordinated campaign of propaganda, disinformation, and manipulation of Iran's currency and international financial transactions. Bruce Riedel, a retired CIA official, told the ABC News that the covert plan is designed to pressure Iran to stop its nuclear enrichment program. Richard Clark, a former White House counterterrorism official, too, revealed to the news that there are some channels where the United States government may want to do things without its hand showing. Former White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan defended his book entitled "What Happened Inside the Bush White House and Washington's Culture of Deception," criticizing the Bush administration's prosecution of the war in Iraq. McClellan, a longtime Republican loyalist who roared for President Bush when he was Texas governor, views the war as a mistake. McClellan says Bush and his aides become so wrapped up in trying to shape the story to their political advantage that they ignored facts which did not fit the picture. Here is part of the words about his days in the White House.
"And I very much gave the benefit of the doubt to the president and to his foreign policy team. I am someone that morally believes very strongly that we shouldn't be engaging in war unless it's absolutely necessary. At the time we were in the build-up to the war in Iraq, I, like many Americans, gave the president the benefit of the doubt."
Council Chairman Akbar Hashim Rafsanjani was in a Tehran Congress of Iran's internists, which focused on cancer prevention. The gathering blamed the prevalence of cancers in recent years on industrialization, air pollution, smoking, as well as consumption of fast, ready-made and freeze foods, saying, "Efforts need to be taken to raise the knowledge of physicians in this regard." The three-day annual Congress of Iranian Society of Internal Medicine will discuss the latest findings on blood, kidney, and lung diseases, as well as nerves, digestion, tumors, and rheumatology. One seizing the opportunity and the other controlling oneself. Ahmadinejad said when the Iranian side finds its feet, no big name would scare them. He added, "You need to have friendly plays with top teams. I, too, would back you outside the Football Federation budget."
This week's substitute Friday prayers leader of Tehran warned that the hegemonic powers have laid a new trap against the Islamic Republic of Iran, referring to a statement made by an official of the International Atomic Energy Agency, who has said the agency received new information from 10 countries about Iran's nuclear activities. Ayatollah Hashemi Rafsanjani pointed out that the IAEA is monitoring the country's peaceful nuclear energy program. He reminded that the IAEA has announced at least on 12 occasions that it has not seen any diversion in Iran's nuclear activities. Addressing thousands of worshippers at Tehran University, Rafsanjani referred to U.S. allegations against Iran's nuclear energy program and said obviously Washington is not interested in the truth, rather it looks for excuses to justify its hostile policies. He advised the U.S. and other hostile Western states to engage in negotiations with Iran without setting preconditions and making threats. However, Ayatollah Rafsanjani warned that illogical preconditions, threats and bullying behavior might force Iran to discontinue its earnest cooperation. On regional developments, Rafsanjani referred to recent agreements between Lebanese factions and urged them to be committed to it and not to turn it into another opportunity for Israelis and other enemies of the Lebanese people. The Iranian foreign minister reiterated on Friday that U.S. policies in the Middle East have failed and are fueling hatred and resentment against Americans across the world. Protesters stressed that a disastrous agreement would tear Iraq into pieces and gives it to the occupying U.S. military. Elsewhere in the city of Najaf, Kut Basra, similar demonstrations were held following Friday prayers.